Texte numéro 93. What is a nation in the 21st century? London. The recent independence referendums in Iraqi Kurdistan and Catalonia and the predictable heavy-handed responses from the central governments in Baghdad and Madrid have raised many questions on the meaning of nationhood in the 21st century. What is a nation? What is a nation-state? Is it the same as a country? Are a people or a tribe the same thing as a nation? In a globalized economy, what does national sovereignty really mean? What is a nation is a question that has been asked with urgency in many parts of the world in the almost three decades since the end of the Cold War. The challenge to the existing idea of nationhood began with the end of communism. It expanded when Western nations began to fissure following the financial crash of 2008. Brexit came out of an internal argument Britons have been having since the crash about what their nation is and should be. The crash increased support for the Scottish Nationalist Party, which won a majority in the Scottish Parliament in 2011. In 2014, Scottish voters were asked in a referendum, should Scotland be an independent country, yes or no? The noes had it. But that wasn't the end of the story, because English nationalism had been aroused. In 2016, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, having won the Scottish referendum, decided to try his luck again by offering a vote on Britain's continued membership in the European Union. Should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union? The argument against continued membership in the Union was made in terms of national sovereignty. It was not a new argument. When the European Union began its slow march toward a federal future in the late 1980s, Britain balked at joining the process. In Margaret Thatcher's view, joining a federal Europe meant the end of Britain's national independence. Britain, because of its size and importance within the European Union, was able to opt out of the foundational arrangements of this federal Europe, the Schengen Agreement, which allows free movement of people over national borders, as well as the single currency, the euro. Fear about sovereignty did to normally pragmatic English minds what fear does to most minds. It made them irrational. During the Scottish referendum, the European Union made it clear to Scots that if they voted for independence, they would not be fast-tracked into the Union and could not use the euro as its currency. No greater endorsement of British sovereignty could have been imagined. Can Europe become a nation? That's one of the biggest questions of the 21st century. Adapted from New York Times, October 2017.